Well, a local bar had a bartender that they considered to be the strongest man in the city, and they offered a standing $1,000 bet. The bartender would squeeze a lemon until all the juice ran into a glass and then hand the lemon to a patron. And if anyone could squeeze even one more drop of juice, they would win the $1,000. Over the years, many people had tried, but nobody could do it. One day, a little man came into the bar wearing thick glasses and a polyester suit and said in a squeaky voice, "I'd like to try the bet." After the laughter died down, the bartender said, "Okay," and grabbed the lemon and squeezed away. Then he handed the wrinkled remainder of the lemon to the little man. The crowd's laughter turned into total silence as the man clenched his fist around the lemon and squeezed six more drops into a glass. The crowd cheered. The bartender paid him $1,000 and asked the little man, "What do you do for a living? Are you a lumberjack? Are you a weightlifter or what?" The man said, "No, I work for the IRS." So today's gospel is about Zacchaeus, who worked for the IRS of his day. It says he was the chief tax collector of Jericho. Jericho was one of the oldest cities in the world. If you've had the opportunity to go to the Holy Land, you can see this ancient city, the remains of the city. And still, sycamore trees line the main street, even today, on both sides. And sycamore trees are obviously a little bit easier to climb than other trees. And the Lord was passing by. He was going through the town, and of course, wherever the Lord went, there were huge crowds and the commotion and the buzz. Oh, look, Jesus is coming through the town. Well, Zacchaeus heard about it. What we know about Zacchaeus, it says here he was the chief tax collector of a huge city. So imagine how wealthy he was. Because, as you know, tax collectors were despised and hated. They were Jews working for the Romans, and they would always take more taxes than what was required. They would pocket a great deal of it. And so he was, of course, a fabulously wealthy man. And it also says he was short in stature, or I guess we call that today vertically challenged, I guess is the proper politically correct statement nowadays. But he's so short that he couldn't see over the crowd. And of course, every time he tried to get close, I'm sure people would give him an elbow because they hated him. So he was obviously exasperated. He could not get to see Jesus. He kept trying to look. So he decides to go ahead of the crowd and go down a block or so and climb up a sycamore tree. He's said to be the first person ever to go out on a limb for Jesus. So he's up there, and it's really a humorous sight because, you know, imagine like at the Nationals parade, imagine like a governor or a mayor or a politician just, you know, being perched up in a tree to watch a parade go by. Well, that's what happens. So, but notice, even though he was wealthy and had all this money, he still was seeking. He still was seeking more in his life because those material things don't satisfy the human heart. As St. Augustine says, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." So no power, fame, fortune can make a person perfectly happy. He was still searching. He was still searching for happiness, for that void in his life. And he wanted to see Jesus. And so he's perched up in this little tree, like almost like a bird. And, you know, it's interesting. It's really only children that climb trees, right? I used to climb trees as a kid, many of you as well. And doesn't Jesus say, unless we become like little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of God? So in other words, he was willing to take a risk. He was willing to even look like a fool in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. Well, when Jesus gets to his spot, he stops and the whole crowd stops. And he says, "Zacchaeus." Notice he calls him by name. Jesus knows each one of us by name. We're not some big general group of humanity. Each one of us is an individual to our Lord. He calls each one of us by our name. He knows us by name. And he tells Zacchaeus to come down from the tree quickly, because I'm going to come and stay at your house. So Jesus invites himself over for dinner. I always wonder what Mrs. Zacchaeus thought about this thing. Because when Jesus showed up, he brought all 12 apostles, right? And that's why at the wedding feast of Cana, it says the apostles showed up and the wine ran out. Okay, whenever they go anywhere, the wine disappears, the food disappears. So poor Mrs. Zacchaeus doesn't know what she's in for, but Jesus says, I'm going to come over to your house. Notice Jesus, because Zacchaeus had made the first steps to try to see Jesus, Jesus then reached out to him. So we have to obviously make an effort to try to grow closer to the Lord. And as we do, then the Lord continues to grow closer to us. The Lord is very respectful of our free will. He won't force himself upon us. But because Zacchaeus had such a great desire to see Jesus, Jesus decided to visit and bless him and bless his house with his visit and with his presence. It says Zacchaeus came down quickly and was filled with joy. Joy is always what Jesus brings. Jesus brings joy. Remember Mother Teresa says, joy is spelled J-O-Y for a reason. Jesus first, others second, and yourself third. J-O-Y, Jesus, others, and yourself. If you want a happy marriage, put Jesus first, your spouse second, and yourself third. If you want a happy family, the same thing. Now, of course, the crowd is very upset about this. They begin to grumble, and they begin to complain. He's gone to the house of a sinner. In fact, Pope Francis does the same thing. He goes out to meet with people that have been away from the church, away from God. He's trying to reach out to the lost sheep. And Zacchaeus has a conversion. And he tells the Lord, and he even says, calls him Lord, behold, I will give half my possessions, Lord, to the poor. He doesn't call him rabbi or teacher. He calls Jesus the Lord. He's now accepted Christ as his Lord. And he has a conversion. He decides to give back all the money he had stolen from people and to give the money to the poor. And if he extorted anything from anyone, I shall pay it back four times. I could almost picture a whole line of people starting to line up, you know, to get their handout from Zacchaeus, who had taken all their money for years. But notice he has a conversion. And Jesus even says, today salvation has come to this house. Grace, the grace of conversion, the grace of repentance, mercy has come to Zacchaeus and his household because he has accepted the Lord. And the Lord concludes by saying, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. And so Jesus came to save sinners. Jesus came to show mercy to the lost sheep of Israel. And we too, of course, are called to reach out to the lost sheep. Think of a coworker you might know, maybe a family member, maybe a spouse or a child or grandchild. Think of who do you know that is lost? Jesus loves them. Jesus wants to seek them out. Jesus wants us to be his instruments, to not be the crowd that gets in the way of somebody coming to Jesus, but people that actually bring people to see Jesus. So I encourage all of us today, as we think about this story, this great conversion of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, that we can be God's instrument, that God will use us to bring the lost sheep back to the Lord.